Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is your lunch. Now, you should be able to do whatever you want to with this, right? If you want to eat all of it, great. If you want to throw it away in the garbage, that's your prerogative. But here I come, the government. And I get to take 40% of your lunch. And that, Lauren, is how taxes work.
But that's not fair.
You're learning. Uh-oh. Capital gains tax.
That's Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation explaining taxes to a kid with their lunch.
By eating their lunch.
Which I like on this tax day. A couple of things about taxes. I've been saying this for many, many years, but if there's one thing I could change about taxes, is that on tax day, everybody, whether you're paying in or getting money back, you have to write a fake check for the amount of money you paid in taxes that year. Because I don't think a big chunk of the country pays any attention to how much taxes they pay. It's just a, did I get a refund or not? Ooh, look, I got $800 back. I want everybody to have to write down the total amount you paid with a pen. You made $100,000 this year. You paid in, I don't know what you'd pay in, $30,000. You got to write a check for $32,412.80. So it really is drilled into your head how much you just gave the federal government as opposed to, I got $1,000 back. Oh, I had to pay $800. Oh, dang.
Tell us the Milton Friedman story, Uncle Jack, would you?
Oh, yeah. Milton Friedman, who I guess was involved in this idea but hated it. Way back in the day, FDR, I think, was into the idea of withholding. So out of every paycheck, the government holds on to how much they think you're going to owe in taxes. It's already taken out of your check. And with the idea being, you know, if you didn't do that, people would spend their money and you'd get to the end of the year and you'd never be able to collect it. The unintentional consequence, or maybe intentional consequence, but anyway, the consequence of it is people don't have any idea how much taxes they pay.
Right. They never see the money, so it doesn't feel like they're paying it.
Right. And I just feel like if you just had to go through the action of writing out how much you actually paid on your W-2, the whatever number box it is that has how much you paid in federal taxes, and do the same for the state, especially in a blue state, that number, write those out every year.
Well, and I know Friedman regretted that very much. It was like the worst thing he thought he did. You want a couple of quick tax stats? I got them for you.
Sure.
The bottom 50% of taxpayers comprise exactly 50% of taxpayers.
It's a good one.
You can't get this sort of analysis for free, folks. Actually, you are right now, aren't you? That 50% of taxpayers makes 10% of the total adjusted gross income in America. They pay about 2% of the taxes. Okay, so the bottom 50% of taxpayers pays a couple of percent, maybe, of the taxes. It's actually, it depends how you slice the numbers, but it's about 2%. The top 1% pays 46% of federal taxes.
Wow, damn near half from the top 1%.
Thanks for taking my money, asshole.
So the bottom half, 2%, the top 1%, damn near half.
Yeah, and they're making about 26% of the adjusted gross income share, but paying half of it. But if you go with the top 5% of taxpayers, it's 2/3 of the federal income taxes paid total.
And as I always say every year, if that's not enough, if you're a progressive and believe that too much inequity or whatever, what should it be? How much should the top 5% pay? All of it? And if so, why? And then how do you think decisions... So the problem is, if you're not paying taxes, you don't care about anything. You don't care about any government program or war, because you're not paying for it. If people are paying for it, they care and vote accordingly. You have skin in the game.
A lot of you know this already, because I'm always harping on it, but it's the most beautiful example I've ever seen of it is the state of California, which has intentionally narrowed the tax base as much as possible so that there are never enough votes to do away with the politicians who are squandering tax dollars. It's insidious, it's evil, but it's brilliant.
You laugh.
I laugh.
Here's the other really big thing that I think the Republicans have done a horrible job of making clear. It's been going on for decades. It's only burbled up to kind of be a topic in the last couple of years. And that's how many transfer payments there are and how much people actually have to spend. Maybe the Republicans don't talk about it because it requires a little explanation. And as they say in politics, if you're explaining, you're losing. But it's so easy to demagogue the issue of if you've got somebody who makes $200,000 a year and somebody makes $50,000 a year, you can say, look, that person makes 4 times as much money as the other person. But in reality, the person that makes $200 a year like loses half in taxes. The person that makes $50 a year gets like another $50 back in taxes. These are rough numbers, not exactly, but it's the same issue. So you're about the same spot in terms of actual money to spend, or what it costs for your kid to go to college, or your energy bills, or all kinds of these other different government programs.
Yeah, I thought the analysis by a group of fellows who wrote a book called The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases, Policy Debate, I thought it was so good I bookmarked it and I've just grabbed it real quickly. If you look at the government statistics as they present them, the top quintile, that's a fifth, of earners earn 17 times that of the bottom quintile. Whoops! Until you figure out all the taxes that are taken away from the top and all the transfers to the bottom. It's not 17 to 1. It's 4 to 1.
Right. And so the government has been doing this whole pre-tax, and the media and the certainly lefty politicians have always been using these pre-tax numbers, which make no sense.
Right. Yeah. Pre-tax and pre-transfer numbers.
Right. So all statistics should be after taxes for the upper end and after transfers for the bottom end to get a real idea of how much inequity or inequality, whatever you want to call it, is.
Of course, the problem with doing that, being honest about it, is you lose the never-ending rationale for taxing more, which is what they're about. Where it goes is immaterial to the average politician. They just want the money.
Also, on this tax day, always worth pointing out, and I don't know what the actual numbers are, but we get roughly like $1.80 worth of government for $1 of taxes. And we vote for that over and over again, and that is unsustainable.
Well, that's fine. The kids will pay it.
As they say, if something can't go on forever, it will stop.
The kids will have much worse government and much higher taxes. They will pay for us. It's really repugnant when you think about it, so I'll shut up now.
Yeah. I don't know if this made anybody happy. Well, a lot of it is just some changes we could make in the way we talk about this stuff that might help with the policies going forward.
Absolutely true.
Always remember that when you hear any statistics about inequality. If they're using pre-tax, pre-transfer numbers, it's a lie.
Yep.
All right. So the New York Times Siena poll came out over the weekend. That's really a highly respected by everybody poll on the whole presidential election, a whole bunch of the issues. Trump's killing Biden on like every topic, practically every topic by a lot, yet they're tied. You can come up with whatever interpretation you want on that. And other stuff to talk about. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
72-year-old Jerry Turner from The Golden Bachelor announced that he and his 70-year-old wife are divorcing after 3 months of marriage. But like they say, there's still plenty of fish in the sea, Materi.
Really good.
So the real story there is that that whole Golden Bachelor show, which was just like The Bachelor, only it was an elderly gentleman, picked the love of his life. And even for old people, not 25-year-olds with no life experience and swept up in fame and money and sex and hotness and everything, even for old people, you went ahead and got married to somebody you met on a game show and then got divorced 3 months later?
3 months?
What the hell?
That's tawdry. It's idiotic.
Was it a sham from the beginning and like they made money off of it somehow? Or did they actually get swept up in the emotion of falling in love on a game show at their age?
Here's the answer.
And get married for 90 days.
I have the answer.
Okay, Joe's got the answer.
I don't care.
We've always been appalled that the young people do it, but it's not completely. But really, grown-ups with a little experience and probably some bumps in the road, you want to deal with that at your age? A marriage and divorce? You want to be embarrassing to your family, your kids, your friends at this point in your life?
I didn't watch the show because of, well, mortality and the fact that you have a limited number of days on the earth. But it's entirely possible they're good-looking, entertaining morons.
That's right.
I guess that is possible.
Speaking of morons, this is more serious. Here's some protests that happened in Chicago. It was a pro-Palestinian rally. And they're actually organizing for some of their protests. They're hell-bent on disrupting the Democratic convention in Chicago in July or August, whenever that is happening. But this is a pro-Palestinian. Do you think this event will still be going on? This event, that's not the right word for it. Israel and Hamas will still be going on.
Oh, yeah, come in one form summer. Or another. Yeah, sure.
Anyway, here's a speaker when the missiles started heading toward Israel, this pro-Palestinian speaker talking to his crowd.
I just have to report something to everyone, and so it begins. Iran has just responded about 30 minutes ago. There are reports of drones having been fired on Israel from Yemen and Iraq as well.
So I'm
people, you're in bed with Iran. Take a look at yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's one thing to make the argument that the Palestinian people are starving and had their land stolen, whatever. What's your up with Iran thing, man? You're up with Iran as a lefty? They treat women, gays, everybody you care about horribly?
Oh, the treatment of women. I was actually listening to a screed earlier from a young Iranian woman who's describing the rape in prisons, like by the guards.
Oh,
it's a system of breaking people's will, of the women who have been beaten and hanged and beaten to death for not wearing the headscarf, of the men who campaigned on their behalf being hanged in public for going against the Quran and the Ayatollah. This is an unspeakably evil regime.
I do not deny that anti-Semitism is a thing, because that would make me a moron if I did. It's obviously a thing and has been for a very, very long time. But I sure think most of this in these crowds is the oppressor oppressed thing. Israel's
victim oppressor,
wealthy and powerful, so they're bad. The United States is wealthy and powerful, so it's bad. We're for anybody that's the downtrodden.
Right. As I've said before, if my dog were to espouse that view of the world, I would make him sleep in the garage, because that is so simplistic and idiotic. No sentient being should look at the world that way.
Why am I sleeping in the garage? Because your idiotic foreign policy views.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yes.
He says to his dog.
Yeah. Yeah, the person with all more power is always wrong, and the person with less power is always right. Oh, I could bring you like 780 examples. That's not true. It's got to be true. It's got to be true. That's what my professor told me. Out in the garage. Get in the garage.
That reminds me of yesterday, driving down the street. And I see this woman with a giant dog, like one of your, 200 pounders. I don't know what it was. Like a
novelty dog.
Like Beethoven from the movie Beethoven. What do you call that kind of dog?
St. Bernard?
St. Bernard. Beethoven. Mm-hmm. The St. Bernard from Beethoven featured on Saturday Night Live Saturday, so it was in my head. But giant dog. And this woman is got it on a leash. So it's her dog. She was walking. But the dog is up with its paws on her shoulders and like hitting at her, and she looks kind of scared, but is like trying to push him down with her leash. And like, I kind of pulled over and I was watching, like, what's going on? And some guy yelled, I don't know either. And I looked over and there was another guy who had pulled his car over and was watching. And I said, is she okay? And he said, I've been watching it for a while. I think she's okay. It's her dog. And we watched for a while and it looked like she was cool with it. So anyway, I went on my way.
Wow.
The people, this happens so often. I live near a dog park. The number of particularly women, although it happens with some men too, but particularly women who have dogs who pull them around.
Oh, yeah. They can't control them at all.
They can't physically stop their dog from determining where they're going.
Right. That's, and their dog is untrained. And so it doesn't know it's not supposed to exert its will.
I've never been in that situation, but I ain't never going to have a beast that determines where we go. That seems like a bad idea on all kinds of levels. My danger, danger to other people. It's just a weird thing. I've got an animal that's determining whether we're going that way or that way.
And it could bring ruin upon the family, certainly financial ruin, if it does the wrong thing, bites the wrong person, or, God help you, it might run into traffic. Sure. You know, as the dog has become ubiquitous in American life, you just see more and more. We've got some issues in our hood with people who can't control their dogs or don't think the rules apply to them or whatever. And it ain't cool.
Yeah, we played the montage of Biden and administration officials saying don't, and mocking how many times you're going to say don't and be ignored. And I equated it to when you see parents keep telling their kid to stop and the kid just ignores them. How many times are you going to say that before you're embarrassed? Similar with dogs. I see that at the dog park all the time. The come back here right now. You come back here. Look, for whatever reason, your dog has no interest in listening to you. So you can recite the alphabet. You can stay silent. You can read from Tolstoy. You can do whatever you want. But that dog is not coming back.
Start reading from Tolstoy. No, he's still not coming back. Let's see. What else can we try?
The insistence that if I say it one more time or louder, they're all of a sudden going to stop running off is just, all right.
No, he's serious now. He's yelling at me. Guys, excuse me. I got to go back to my owner.
I'd love to munch on this squirrel with you, but my owner's calling. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Look, we have dramatically reduced inflation. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office. Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a second. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP. There are a number of hostages that are being held by Hamas, and our American hostages as well. Thank you. Thank you. Why didn't everybody holler at once?
Churchillian is the word that leaps to mind.
So how is that guy tied with Trump in the latest polling? So more on that in a second. So the Stormy Daniels trial was going on. The judge has just doubled down on his conviction that the Access Hollywood tape will not be allowed to be played as part of the trial, which I assume is good news for Trump.
What would that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Well, I can understand why you'd want to try to get it in there and show a pattern of him abusing women or something. I don't know why that would have anything to do with anything, but two things on that. One, it's not going to be played, but is there anybody? I mean, like, if you're unaware of that, what kind of life do you live? So you're not interested in politics or sex or entertainment? Or like, I mean, because that, who didn't hear about that?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
That's wild. So to the New York Times Siena poll that came out over the weekend, and because I'm a guy who looks at a lot of polls, I know this is among the most, if not the most respected ongoing poll during a presidential election. The New York Times only does like six times a year out from the election, and then you can compare it to past years and that sort of stuff. Biden shrinks Trump's edge in latest Times Siena poll. Trump had a 5-point lead last time they did this. It is now basically tied. Trump 46, Biden 45, which you can call a tie, obviously, within the margin of error. Why? Well, the why is different, but the what happened there is Biden has gotten a higher percentage of his old voters to come back. So back in the last poll, Trump had 97% of his 2020 voters back on board. That's amazing because he got the second most votes anybody's ever gotten by a lot. What is there? It's 78 million votes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
97% of them are back on board. Biden only had 83% of his 82 million on board, but now he has 89%. So the percentage of previous voters went up and closed the gap on that. And the analysis here from Mark Halpern is that it's no longer going to be Dobbs and democracy, the two D's, as the message going forward. That's the Roe versus Wade abortion decision, Dobbs and democracy. It's now going to be Dobbs and disgust as they try to re-disgust people with Donald Trump and remind them of who he was. And that might be working. I don't know how else you would read this analysis. The economy continues to be a drag for the president. Young voters especially sour, with more than 85% rating the economy as poor or fair. Despite all the numbers, and I got more on that in a minute from a big piece in The Atlantic right now. Voters in the poll gave Trump and Biden's handling of the economy almost perfectly inverted ratings. 64% approve of Trump's handling of the economy, 63% disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. That is a huge gap on the number one issue in the country, or the number two issue, anyway. And it's similar for all the others. Immigration, I mean, just whatever you want to talk about, it's almost all exactly the same. Biden is getting killed. So if that is the case, how do you explain them being tied overall? Is there any way to interpret it other than, I mean, because if it's not the issues, is it just, I think Trump's better on every issue. The border makes us safer, foreign policy, obviously economy, all these different things. But he's such a jackass, I can't vote for him. Is there any other analysis?
Yeah, I would say Trump's better on the economy. This, I'm not stating this for myself. I think there are a large pool of voters who would say this. He's better on the economy, but I can't stand him. I like the judges he appointed, but I can't stand him. I'm sure glad he sealed the border, but I can't stand him. I mean, that's the situation. It's obviously the case.
Okay. I don't know.
Now, if you want to throw in a little, the media is completely unfair to him all the time. Yeah, granted. And those fake intelligence people with their fake Russian disinformation letter. Yeah, it's all part of it, but that's it. He's an incredibly unpalatable candidate, as is his opponent to a lot of people.
But people, even the stuff, you got something for us, Katie?
It's a little breaking news out of the Bay Area in California. We right now have pro-Palestinian protesters blocking the Golden Gate Bridge and 880, which is a main vein through Oakland at this time. So traffic in the Bay Area right now is stopped.
Joe,
because of
I know your solution.
Throw them into the bay.
Thank you.
Get off the road, into the bay. And those who are blocking 880, worse perhaps, throw them into Oakland. Huh? 10% of the people hurled into the bay have survived, Jim, but all of those cast into Oakland are now dead.
I have bad news for you. We're going to toss you into Oakland. Oh, no. Bring the bat.
Can I go up on the other bridge? Throw me into the bay?
Back to the whole thing of how is it possible that Trump's ratings are so tied with Biden when he's winning every issue by a lot. I mean, by a lot, including the who's a bigger threat to democracy. It's now basically a wash, so it ain't that that's dragging him down. Mm-hmm. It's got to be what you said, which is interesting.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I tired of talking about this about 7.5 years ago.
Right, but wouldn't you think that human nature would be, you know, it's better for my pocketbook, it's better for the safety of the country, it's going to close the border. He's a jackass, but I'm voting for him anyway. I'm just surprised that it's not the case.
You can say jackass if you want. I say it all the time. My stars. Oh, I'm getting the vapors.
I just heard Joe say it and my heart palpitated.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's a hell of a way to find ourselves in an election year. It really is.
It's a hell of a way to find ourselves. I would agree.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore, honestly.
But do you think these polls are accurate, though? I mean, if we find out that Trump wins easily, isn't this kind of the end of polling? At a certain point, you just say, these mean nothing.
Well, and they're not state-by-state polls either, Michael. So, yeah, it's an interesting taking the temperature of the country. I wouldn't leap to any conclusions based on
How about
on
this one? Same poll. On whether their presidency, because they've each had a term, which is an interesting situation.
Handy for the voter. Hmm?
On whether their presidency was good or bad for America, Trump wins 42-25.
That's why he's leading by 15 points.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, so your argument works kind of against that number. I mean, the media has been so unfair to him and blown up January 6th. And blah, blah, blah. Okay, they have. They've done that. And Trump is winning like crazy by 20 points on the issue who's been good or bad for America. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Even with the wind at his back, Biden's getting killed by 20 points on that issue. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that number.
The reality is this, and some people can't take this because they're so tribal and ready to be angry. Trump reminds me of some of my favorite bands. I mean, bands whose music has lifted my heart and my soul for years, and I'm so glad they came together. I'm so glad they write songs. I'm so glad they still play shows in some cases. I love these bands. They will never be big. They will never go beyond their core. And I think it's a shame, but it is what it is. Trump, in spite of all of this stuff we're talking about, can't win the hearts and minds of voters in proportion to the policies. It is what it is. It's fine.
Almost half the Americans in this big New York Times poll think the Biden presidency has been mostly bad for America.
Which is why he trails Trump by 15 points. Again, oh, wait a minute. No. I know.
Trump's a businessman. I'm surprised he can't look at these numbers or talk to some smart person and say, look, you tone it down a little. You win this in like Reagan in 1984 style with these numbers, with these leads in every single issue.
To cite one of my favorite bands that I was thinking of as I launched into my screed, the Old 97s from Dallas, Texas, it's like saying to the Old 97s, look, you're smart guys, you're good musicians. If you would just play K-pop, you'd be much more popular. That's not what they are.
It's funny, I was listening to some Phish yesterday for the first time ever in my life. Phish spelled with a P-H.
Yes.
So I'm in this bike store. Really cool bike store that we got in town. Really great. Man, everybody's so knowledgeable, but bunch of young hippies who know a lot about bikes and jamming music.
I've been there. I can picture it.
I know. So I said, what are we listening to? And the guy said, Tony's running it, whatever the name was. He said, Tony's running it. When Tony's in charge, it's 95% Phish. And I said, I don't know much Phish. He said, sometimes it's elevator music version of Phish. Sometimes it's a good Phish. And I said, I don't know the difference. He said, you know, the popular stuff. So anyway, so I get in my car and I thought, you know, I've never gotten into Phish. I'm going to get into Phish. And I Google, what are the number one Phish songs? And I got a couple of lists from Rolling Stone and various places. But they have a couple of tunes that are perfectly digestible, palatable, kind of pop tunes with like a hook that are 4 minutes long. Like two of them. But every other song is a completely non-digestible, no words, 15-minute, what the hell is this? And that's why people love them and fill the concert halls, but there's like two other things to please I don't know who.
Well, and you go to the shows, those 4-minute songs are going to be 37 minutes long because there's a long space jam in the middle of them.
Yeah.
I have good friends who are jam band enthusiasts. I mean, maniacs for the stuff. And I like improvisation, and I get it, but I just don't. You've been soloing for like 10 minutes now, dude.
I got into it with Dead & Company. That was the first time I ever. I can dig John Mayer, and he hits that note in the 15th minute of the song that just blows your head off. But I don't know. It's the only time I've ever been into it.
They're brilliant players. I mean, they're wonderful musicians. But yeah, you either get it or you don't.
Right. We will finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Scotty Scheffler puttered back and in! Scotty, he's done it again! Scotty Scheffler, for the second time in 3 years, is the Masters champion!
Scotty, he's done it again.
That's your big home run call? I mean, come on.
Sounds like a sea shanty. Well, no, it was an anti-climax. He'd had it won for an hour when it finally ended. A couple of things about the Masters. Number one, to that end, we had a big Masters party. We had a viewing party, and the gals were in one room mostly, kind of sort of watching, but not really. The dudes were in the man cave watching intently. But as it was kind of an anti-climax, and the girls would wander in and say, "No, honey, you can stay till the end if you want." And then they'd wander out, and the guy would say, "That means we got to leave."
Right. Yeah, I know that.
And since it wasn't that dramatic, they went ahead, which was fine. But so there was something really weird about the telecast on CBS. And the fact that this went on for hours, because I watched damn near 4 hours of it, and it was on for 2 hours before that. The levels, the audio levels, were terrible. The background noise was like overwhelming. You couldn't hear the announcers.
Well, was that because of the setting on your TV? I've had that problem with the modern televisions where you got different settings for movies and dialogue and all that sort of stuff. I feel like that some sports stuff hasn't caught up to that yet. And if you don't have the setting right, it's just you can't hear anything. I've had that happen with NBA games, that I need to go from my way it's set for movies to something else.
I don't think I have that on my TV. I don't think it's that advanced, because I've had that TV for a number of years. I'll have to look into that, but I don't think that's the case, because, it's not a surround sound. I just have two speakers to either side of the TV. But the background, if a car went by Augusta National, you could hear it. Airplanes flew over, forget it. The birds were deafening, like the sparrows were 4 feet tall and ready to eat children. So it was all too loud, and you could hear... You know, like old Vern Lundquist, he calls the 16th hole. Tiger Woods chipped in. You may remember that. Anyway, he would say something then. I mean, loud enough to be clearly audible.
You think he was doing a Jeffrey Toobin or?
I doubt it very much. There in the tower overlooking the scenic, a tradition unlike any other.
Oh, he's like
elderly
80.
Men pleasuring themselves. In
oh, jeez.
Well, you brought it. You took us there. Now don't act offended, you phony.
I hinted at one dude, and if you know about it, then you're the old kind of person that's okay with that news. If you didn't know about it, I didn't have to draw attention to it. Like for people who my mom is listening, I'm sorry, Mom. That was Joe, not me.
Wow, Michael, can you believe the depth of the hypocrisy? Yeah, I know. It's shocking, isn't it? But so I wonder, your theory is interesting, but it was, I mean, I have never heard the labored breathing of an announcer any sports broadcast, and I watch golf all the time.
Could you hear their words okay, though?
Just okay.
See, that's why all young people watch everything with the subtitles on. There's something going on with sound bars and mixing. Like, remember Sean used to say that, but everybody young watches with the subtitles on all the time because you can't hear the freaking words. I have that problem
movies,
all the time.
Yes, but not sports. I was on my hands and knees adjusting the EQing on the receiver just so we could hear the dudes over the enormous birds and the asthmatic announcers in the background.
How about the horizontal hold? Did you get that under control? Or
yes, yeah, that was, and the hue was quite pleasing as well.
Hey, kids, it's that time again. With Armstrong and Getty.
That was an old person reference. Every TV used to have a horizontal and vertical hold that you had to adjust properly.
That's right.
Let's get the news now with Joe Getty.
TV's flipping, Dad. We'll fix it. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, our technical director. Michael, lead us off.
I'm very sore today, guys. I got beaten by Uncle Sam, so I'm just sore.
I understand.
Yeah, no kidding. Katie Green, our esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
Well, all the people that used to be an MS-13 like me that have tattoos on their wrists, I think I have cracked the case to the Apple Watch. And it is as simple as an Amazon purchase. So, if your Apple Watch isn't working...
Because you have tats on your wrist.
Because you have tats. It's just an epoxy sticker on Amazon, and it's brilliant.
Oh, okay.
I'm so happy.
And you put that on your watch, and then your watch works.
You put it over the sensor, and it hasn't locked up on me once this morning. The real test will be at the gym later, but I'll find out.
Cool.
All right. Jack, a final thought for us?
Yes, my son had his first flag football game of the season yesterday, and he made one good play, which is all you need, really, to keep you going till the next practice in the next week. It seems to be. He made one good play, worked out, coaches gave him a lot of huzzas. Awesome.
My final thought, as I mentioned earlier, I had the idea of we should have a master's party, honey. And you'll never guess who ended up doing most of the work. Here's a hint, it wasn't me. So I really need to make up for that somehow.
I'm sure you will. Oh, geez, we're out of time. We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is when this country and the world needs us.
So can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken?
Ah, he gave him chicken! He's a man of the people!
It's outrageous. It is dangerous.
And so grotesque.
It's 100 on the crazy meter.
What do we want to be? Losers or winners?
We need to win.
You're a loser.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.